We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Give you another keyword to cash just before 2 o'clock. Also, Dana and Parks coming your way. Kara Marks are here. Now, yesterday was your due date?
Right.
Is that right? Yesterday was your due date? I think we have figured out how to...
No.
Won't you even talk to me about this?
No.
There's a video. It's up on our Facebook page. It's on Twitter as well. Jamie, did you watch the video?
No.
There is a woman, a television reporter in Dallas, and she's at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport. And she does a great job finishing the report because if you look on her left shoulder, somehow a spider, because Kara has a tremendous fear of spiders if you're new to the station.
Yes.
The spider crawls down. It seems like it crawls down her hair and then to her left shoulder and then down her left arm. And I got to give this woman named Shannon Murray credit. Kara, you saw one and ran out the door. This woman did an entire report from an airport and didn't flinch.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. That would not be me. There would have been screaming and probably things that couldn't be said on the air.
It also makes for good TV if she were to have screamed. Like, that's a better, that's better on TV for her to flip out. Just like it was great radio when Kara lost it.
Can we find that, please?
See
if we can find Kara freaking out, Travis. We haven't played that one in a while. See if you can come up with that one.
You can't find that, can you, Travis?
Travis.
Gone.
Sure. Travis is a hell of a producer.
Sure,
he can do anything.
Deleted.
But if you think, if this, like, you've been walking around malls, the baby is, you're ready. I know you're sick of being pregnant.
She's sick of being asked about it, for sure.
This would do it, wouldn't it?
Probably not. It would probably just give me a heart attack and I would die. That's what would happen.
Like, I'm looking out for you, Kara. Trying to help you.
Can't handle that.
So, because somebody asked earlier, has Dana had her baby yet? No, we know Dana to be supermom around here.
She's
but
got 11 kids.
Dana's not pregnant. Feeling all right? Like,
how are everything, you?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Because everybody's wondering.
I'm fine.
Are you happy?
Yes.
She says with a
stone-cold
look.
At this point, just being asked about it is kind
annoying.
Of like, just let it go. Like, when I'm not here, I'm not here. That's when I'm at the baby. At this point, just let it go, people.
It's out of concern. They can't let it go because the due date's passed. A week ago, they could have let it go. Now it's out of, and I say because I was an offender too.
Literally nothing has changed. So it's exactly the same as it was yesterday.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Kara keeps around a lighter and lighter fluid, because the next person who asks her, are you still pregnant, she will burn you.
Are people texting you? Because I almost did that in the last cut. Just out of concern, just so that you know, like, I'm feeling for you and we're friends. But I thought, no, like, that's, don't be that person that texts.
Yeah.
Is your mother and sister, are they?
Yeah. Every
day. Is there anything you want to tell us? Anything you want to vent about?
No.
Is there?
I understand that it's all out of love.
Is there a...
I'm just trying to remind myself of that when it's the 18th time.
A lot of love.
Is there another step? I mean, is there the next step on the radar here? I mean, you're...
Yeah, go into labor.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
It's a brilliant question.
Wow.
Is there something else that happens?
For me, the novice here, like, can you be induced? Is that something you're, like, can you go in and be like, all right, get this thing out of me?
Well, yeah.
All right.
That is an option.
At what point will they do it anyway? Like, point will they say this now has
we got
2 weeks?
This.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Really?
All right.
Sweet. 13 more days of this, possibly.
You better hope not. Everybody.
Everyone pray for
everyone's
Kara.
Sake. It's really. Pray. And everybody who keeps telling me to go home and have sex and the baby will be here, believe me, I've tried it and it's not working.
Well, we just learned something.
So let's let that one go.
Way to go, Paul.
How are you in the mood for that?
I'm not.
How do you feel like? I don't mean this way. It's gonna sound horrible. But I mean, in your
it's not fun.
Shape.
There is nothing that's enjoy. It's like, let's just try this. Let's go.
When did it cease to be fun?
I don't know.
When did that happen?
You can't move.
When she said, "I do."
Well, no, they got here.
When you're trying to roll over and you get stuck on your back. Like, I don't know. It's just. I've literally done everything that anybody suggested wouldn't, except for drinking castor oil, which I will not do.
That's not happening. You're not drinking castor oil. All right. Well, everyone, not only pray for Kara, But pray for Paul.
Yes. Yes, really.
And the KMBZ staff.
Your husband is a pretty calm guy.
He is.
How's he doing?
So how's he handling it?
He's just dealing with me at the moment. So.
And he has been through this before. So perhaps that's leading to his calm.
I think really he's just trying to like maintain it for me, my sake, okay, and not irritate me as much as possible.
Well, best of luck to you.
Well, he's getting some too. Yeah. So I'm sure he's happy about that.
At least once. We know at least
well,
once,
right?
Well,
she just said she has tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
Follow along here.
No, I said once. They tried everything. They didn't try everything 27 times. They tried everything at least once.
Is there an office pool going on the due date? I don't know. We weren't asked to be a part of one.
I don't think so.
There was a sort of one half put together one that I don't think ever got anywhere.
Yeah, we can still go. We can still do it. I mean, you're going to be pregnant for 2 more weeks.
Yeah, I told you when you asked me about this a while ago, Kara, I said, no, I think Wicket's probably going to be more sympathetic to your cause.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
She's been, you know, the men around here have not been the kindest to Kara.
What?
Not you, but the other men around here have gotten a little tactless in their approach to Kara's appearance sometimes. And I said, when we were talking about this off the air one day, I said, I bet of all the men around here, Wicket's going to be the one that's going to be is going to choose his words more carefully than anybody else.
Right.
Maybe because you've been around the least amount of time. Like, you're not going to be, oh, wow, you look big today. You were not going to be that guy.
I think Kara looks beautiful.
Right.
I think
this
you look wonderful.
Right. You're not going to be the person that's going to tell her how, you know, wow, awfully pregnant today.
No.
You're not going to be that guy.
You're welcome.
So.
You're welcome.
It changed a little bit today.
No,
but.
I'm going to throw spiders at her, but I'm not going to tell her anything of that nature.
There's that, I guess.
Thank you, Kara.
Thanks, Kara.
Real fast. So Dana is apparently off somewhere getting her car fixed.
What's going on, Travis?
Scott's here now. So is Dana stuck somewhere?
Scott's right there.
Scott doesn't have a car either. And
What's happening
to the afternoon program?
Everyone's getting their car
pregnant
fixed.
For a month and a half too late.
So
we
I think Dan Weinbaum's going to go pick up Dana.
Was it supposed to be Scott? Did Scott forget?
You're asking me questions I don't know.
Okay.
I just got a phone call that says, hey, I need to be picked up from this auto.
We're just concerned about whether we're on the air after 2
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, do we have to do
That's
any more work?
Yeah. Does the day end at 2 o'clock or is it a bonus hour?
I mean, you know how sometimes Dana gets lost going to an offsite?
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll be coming to her actual onsite. So, expect to be here till 2.
All right. Well, we'll continue to fill the gap here until 2 o'clock. All right, coming up, we have a story about panhandling that we want to talk to you about, especially because there's a big homeless situation in Kansas City.
Yes, there's also one in Wyoming, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and the police department has come out with a photo on Facebook encouraging people in a particular direction when it comes to how to handle that. Not everybody's pleased about being told what to do when it comes to panhandlers.
We'll find out if this is something you think Kansas City should do next at 98.1 KMBZ. One KMBZ midday with Jamie and Wicket, Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wicket, Dana and Parks coming up at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Jason Nivens from The Rock is going to be sitting in here.
He was just here when you were gone. Where'd you go? You were in Detroit.
I was in Detroit.
I feel like it was a long time ago. Jason Nivens, who's on 3 to 7 p.m. on The Rock down the hall. It's kind of funny. He's kind of gotten a bit of a crash course here because I had not met him until the day before he came in and filled in for you. Have you two ever actually met or just communicated online?
We spoke probably 3 times, and it's always been like, hey, or what's up, man, or like a bro passing in the bathroom.
Got it.
Right.
That happens a lot here.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially with guys from The Rock.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
He had a really good time when he was here with me. And so I will be tomorrow meeting a good friend of mine out in Colorado just for a long weekend to get away here to get me through the summer. just a little getaway to get me through until my big trip in September. He'll be hanging out.
Niven's in studio tomorrow for Jamie.
Studio.
And Travis, did you hear that, by the way? Jamie's going to Colorado.
Colorado.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
That you knew that.
I will not. Yeah, no. No, I know where this is going.
She's going to Colorado, no. Travis, just no. So you
know
heard
that. Term, don't show up empty-handed.
Right.
You could go yourself.
I could even.
Also.
I can Venmo you some money.
I'm not worried about the money.
Just throwing that out there.
So I suspect show in Colorado.
Right. A friend of mine I'm going to be with, I don't think it probably is going to be. He doesn't even drink. I don't think that.
There's a reason. He probably just eats edibles. That's what he does.
No.
And he just smokes.
The time is short. Actually, it'll be kind of a hiking experience. That's part of the point.
And that's the best.
No better way.
There's
to
no better way. No.
I think what needs to happen is the two of you need to stop talking about it so much and go together and plan a trip together. And then you can just go do everything to your heart's content.
I would love to go to Denver and with Travis.
And I would love for it too. But here's one thing. I have a feeling we won't come back.
Right. Well, you, me, and Rod are going to drive out in the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo, and we're never coming back from Colorado.
Three shags.
Then you all have a lot machine to explain to the women in your lives. I'm just saying, all three of you would have a lot to explain.
We'll send them a text. Please send money and Doritos. That's all we need, a care package.
That's a great, yeah. What's the text to the boss going to say? Because he's not going to send money and Doritos.
Alan was a product of the hip of the 60s. He might be.
That was before he became the boss.
Yeah, that's true.
Now
that's
very true.
I think the text says, "Hey, I'm on the way."
Right. Like I'll be there in 10. Doesn't mean 10 minutes, 10 days, whatever. I'll be there in 10. We'll send that one to the boss. Hey, a reminder, though, a week from tomorrow, we're going to be out at Brew Lab in downtown Overland Park.
We're getting into a really busy August. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really fun. It's kind of fun when they let us out of the building. They trust us to go and be out of the studio here. And so, yeah, gosh, that's a week from tomorrow. We will be out at Brew Lab at their new space in downtown Overland Park. This is where if you have interest in brewing beer like I did. I had an interest, but not so much, and I didn't know if I'd be good at it. I didn't want to invest in the equipment to do it at home. I didn't know if I want to do it more than once. So Brew Lab has all the equipment. So this is where you can go to brew there all the way through bottling, you know, and they've got recipes and stuff in their system. They've always got a really cool bar. They do a new menu with food and stuff. It's a really big, beautiful open room, and they're going to let us come hang out and do the show from there on August 4th. Just
Sweet.
Us.
Just us. Nobody else. No Dana and Parks. Just us.
We'll go grab lunch. Cool. And then,
Oak Park Mall will be the site of the Salvation Army Radiothon. The entire station will be out on August 17th.
This is to benefit the children's shelter at the Salvation Army. You've been hearing some of the promos on the air. They just have a really unique and really important mission there. The shelter is where kids that, you know, they get pulled out of their houses in the middle of the night. They go there with nothing. And they create, you know, kids that are really going through a lot of trauma at home, but it creates a safe environment for them and a lot of normalcy for them that maybe they haven't had. It's a really important mission, but it's not cheap. And so that day we go out to raise money for them. And as you said, it's the whole day. It's not very often that we get the whole day out. Even when we do City Spotlight sometimes, Weir gets left behind. This is 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. We're all going to be out at Oak Park Mall that day, right out in the center. And so you'll be able to find us and come hang out.
That's on August 17th. And then one more date, Solar Eclipse Day, August the 21st. We'll be out at the 54th Street Grill and Bar. Just you and me. In the heart of the beast in St. Joe.
I'm really excited about this because I feel like it's going to be a lot of controlled chaos, or maybe uncontrolled chaos. So the heart of the eclipse happens, I believe, between 12:30 and 1:15 p.m., but you'll see it between 11 and 2. We're like, hey, we're on 10 to 2. Let's go hang out in St. Joe. So we're going to leave before dawn to drive up there because we didn't get an Airbnb and we didn't reserve, you know, a site for a tent on anybody's lawn.
No.
And we'll be at 54th Street Grill and Bar in St. Joe on August 21st.
So we'll get you through a solar eclipse day. And actually, we are working on getting the VP of the Astronomical Society of Kansas City on. So stay tuned. We'll be out and about. Hopefully you can come say hi. This next story comes to us out of Wyoming, and it has to do with panhandling.
Which I know is a touchy subject a bit, because we've talked about this before, about do you give to panhandlers when they, you know, there's some intersections by UIC where they're popular to be out there. And so, do you give to them? Do you get judgy about what they're going to use the money for? Do you care? Do you read the signs, or do you just ignore all of them? Stories out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and a police department there is stirring up some controversy over a photo they put up on Facebook asking people to stop giving money to panhandlers and instead give to local charities. So the department went onto Facebook on Sunday afternoon after they arrested an intoxicated panhandler that they frequently deal with. So the picture is of cash and some coins and the sign that the guy had been holding, "Need help, God bless." And it shows that they counted it, and it comes to $234. And on the bottom, the Facebook post says, Yesterday, July 22nd, we arrested a transient for public intoxication. This is a person we frequently deal with, but we want to illustrate that there are better ways to help the transient population than to give them money for panhandling. This person collected $234.94 in just a few hours of asking for money. Rather than feeding someone's alcohol addiction, you can donate directly to local charities like the Kamiya Shelter, where your money will assist the homeless in a much more effective way. Post went viral, more than 30,000 shares, and caused a stir with thousands of people who commented on it. It eventually led Cheyenne police to update their previous post, saying the money was not taken from the panhandler, but was being held for safekeeping. So several of the comments, and it went both ways. But a lot of people said, I will give my money to whomever I please. Somebody else said, public shaming, nice. By the way, addiction is not a punchline in a Facebook post. Awful.
Oof.
My issue with it a little bit is just the assumption that, and I know they deal with him a lot. You know, it's someone that they're pretty familiar with. And the guy was arrested for being intoxicated. So I get that. But don't assume that every time you give money to someone who's homeless that they're only using it to buy alcohol. It's like the worst stereotype we have about people who panhandle. But what do you think about a police department? And they didn't show his face, but they showed his sign, which you would have recognized probably if you see the guy out quite a bit, which you probably do. What do you think about a police department trying to guide where your money goes in terms of how to help the homeless?
576-7798. I think the police... And I love the police. I think they do a great job. But I think the police need to stay out of telling me where to spend my money, mm-hmm. where to donate my money.
But they know. They, you know, they're connecting a lot of dots that maybe are not fair to connect. But they deal with this guy a lot. They arrested him for public intoxication. Probably tells me that's probably happened before. And that he's getting the money from somewhere. So should it matter where he spends his money if you're giving it to him?
It's really not up to the police or any reach of the government or anyone to tell me where I can and can't spend my money. If I want to give it to this, if I want to give $5 to the same guy I know who smokes a joint on the sidewalk at the intersection of, you know, Wyandotte and Fifth every single day and has a pint of vodka with a bottle of orange juice and he uses it. If I choose to do that, isn't it my right to choose to do that?
Yes.
Then why? And
yes, it is.
Then this is public shaming.
It totally is.
By the police department on their personal Facebook page of a person who may or may not have an addiction, who is not a member of society who's contributing. I understand that. But they can piss off because this is my money and I'll spend it how I want.
You're right. But do they have a point? Anyway, you're right. You can spend your money however you want. And if the way that you choose to help and, you know, and help society is to donate to the guy that is out in the intersection every day and you give him $5 a day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you don't care what they're spending it on, I hope you don't care. You know, I hope if you're giving it to them, it doesn't matter to you where they're spending it. But the last line of this Facebook post is you can donate directly to local charities like this one where your money will help the homeless in a much more effective way. The only thing I appreciate about that is that that's sort of the way I think is that then I can guarantee that my money is going toward food and shelter and showers and real, you know, life and death kind of needs.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the wrong way to, you know, this is the wrong way to approach it a little bit, I think.
576-7798. 576-7798. You can text in at 22980. Is this right for police to be doing this? To be publicly shaming a homeless person who, hey, he sat and collected $234 in, let's say, 3 hours? That's pretty damn impressive.
He's pretty good at it, yeah.
That's like $72 an hour
or
something like that.
But why should the police care about where the guy is spending his money, too? You know, I think I don't like the assumption that if you give, because that's what they're telling you. If you give to panhandlers, they're going to spend it to feed their alcohol habit. Well, that's not always true. And to your point a little bit, you know, there are some that are genuinely using it for food, and they're not going to a shelter because maybe they're not near one.
I saw an incredible video I want to tell you about coming up after we get to the news here, because what you just said resonated with a video I remember seeing. It was a social experiment done on YouTube. We'll get to your phone calls, 576-7798. You can text in at 22980. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Taking your phone calls, 576-7798. You can text 22980. And we're talking about what police in Wyoming are doing to panhandlers.
This is Cheyenne, Wyoming. The police department went onto Facebook on Sunday afternoon after they had arrested an intoxicated panhandler that they frequently deal with. So the picture that they put up on Facebook has that person's sign. At the very top, it says, "Need help, God bless." And then it has laid out on a piece of paper all the cash that he had with him, and it totals $234.94. So the Facebook post says, "Yesterday, July 22nd, we arrested a transient for public intoxication. This is a person we frequently deal with, but we want to illustrate that there are better ways to help the transient population than to give them money for panhandling. This person collected $234.94 in just a few hours of asking for money. Rather than feeding someone's alcohol addiction, you can donate directly to local charities such as the Comia Shelter, where your money will help the homeless in a much more effective way." Should the police department be steering your giving and your dollars one way or another? If you want to give to panhandlers and they spend it on booze, shouldn't that be your right? Or do they have a point? The police deal with the homeless a lot in situations like this. They are pretty familiar with him. They've arrested him before. And they're saying he is spending the money on booze, and we would rather you help the population in a better way and give your money to this shelter.
I remember why, and we're going to go right to the phones, and I don't think the police should tell me how to spend my money. If I want to give the guy on the street $2 a day, that's up to me. And I know there are a lot of people on the street that are using it to just go buy that next bottle of vodka. I'd be ignorant to think any otherwise. But I truly do believe there's good in everyone. And I remember seeing a social experiment on YouTube where they walked up to a guy sleeping on a bench, and they gave him $100. And he said, "Why?" He said, "Because I want to help you out." And the guy walked right to the liquor store, and they're filming him with a secret camera. And they said, "Well, there he is. He's going right to the liquor store." And the guy comes out with two bags full of food, not booze, mm-hmm. but of food. And they follow him without him knowing, and they go to a park. And in that park are a dozen other homeless people, and the guy used it to feed the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Not every time when you give people $2 right. or $5 or whatever, are you giving it to someone to go buy that bottle of vodka? Now, again, there are plenty that do that, but not everyone is like that. And then to see the organizers of the social experiment walk back up and they gave him another $100 just to say, "Hey, do it again tomorrow," or whatever, or it blows my mind that we just look at every homeless person as a lost cause and we think of them as a drug-addicted, alcoholic loser. They're not.
We're very judgy about it.
Yeah.
We feel like it's okay to be.
That's what this police officer is doing.
Somebody texted in, "How is it shaming? They did not post his picture. Are the police telling you that you can't give it to who you want to? The answer is no. They're just making you aware it would be better to give it to an organization that makes sure the money goes to necessities instead of vices."
576-7798. I understand that too. Yeah. I do. That's a fine text.
Giving to the shelter guarantees it goes to basic needs.
Let's talk to Beth in Kansas City. Beth, thanks for calling. You're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yeah, hi. First of all, I agree that the police are not telling you what you can and cannot do, but they are giving you some suggestions. And it really is. If somebody's asking for help, give them some real help. And that isn't necessarily the fact that they're alcoholics. But for instance, a couple of years ago, I was up in Kansas City, downtown Kansas City, and a man came up to me and said, I need some money. I need a place to spend the night. And so I told him, I got his name, and I said, "Go to the KC Rescue Mission, and you'll have a place tonight." So I went to the KC Rescue Mission, gave them some money for his night and his name. Whether he showed up or not, I don't know. But that was a way I handled it. And another couple of times I went to McDonald's during meal time and gave them bought meals for somebody that was out in the street. So, just giving them money and saying, here, do whatever you want with it, that's not really helping them. There are some people who are doing, trying to do the good thing for themselves by going and buying food.
So, you're right about that.
Anyway.
Hey, Beth, thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate it. Take care. 576-7798. I think I've told you one of my first days in Kansas City. I went into the Jimmy John's on Broadway. You know, that one right downtown Broadway in like 6th or 7th or something like that. And there was a guy showing an obviously homeless person how to order at Jimmy John's and walked him through the line and paid for him. And he walked him out of the store. And then he left. There was a guy in a shirt and tie and a sport coat probably there on his lunch hour. And I thought that was really, really cool. We don't see that mm-hmm. enough. We really don't. It was awesome. Thanks for that phone call. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hi, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, Steve. What do you make of what these Cheyenne police are doing?
Well, I see it like this, sir. You know, the police department's asked for donations also, which is fine. And a portion of that went toward having an officer arrest him for that, or, you know, and which is sad. But, you know, like the homeless guys here in our town, you know, you may be homeless, but you still got to have the money to get to the shelter place that provides the food for you. So if you only have the shelter places with the food and donations, the people cannot get there. How do they get there? They got the money for bus fare. They still have to ask somebody for help. And God loves them, and we will help because we are with God in this country. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
It is
Thank you
point.
Very much.
Not all your needs can be met by a shelter. Some of your needs do have to come. The shelter can't provide absolutely everything.
Like transportation to the shelter.
Yeah, or clothing, or mm-hmm. you know, or whatever you happen. Well, you never know. It doesn't cover everything.
576-7798. Andy in Lenexa. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
You know, every year, 98.9 The Rock puts on the Hope for the Holidays. Mike, I don't know if you're aware of it.
Oh, I heard it a lot last year. It made me cry every time Dare talked about it. I cried every single time.
I hear you, brother. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they get down on their luck, and I've seen them out here in Lenexa stand on the corner from time to time. And, you know, whether they have a home or a family or not, you know, as a society, who are we to judge those people based on their needs? Maybe those people just need, you know, $230 or whatever it is to get through, you know, a hard spot. And I don't necessarily think it's fair on the police's part, you know, to make that judgment for us. Now, I understand maybe there's a better way of doing that. Maybe there's a better way of putting that out. But actually, using the example that they did where they took a panhandler's money and displayed it, I don't think that's a fair call on their part.
And I have heard of, you know, exactly what he's talking about. It's not totally fair on their part, but there's also, as he mentioned, there are a lot of people. And one of the slogans on that program for that The Rock does is it's not a handout, it's a hand up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things just happen. And that's how people wind up on the street. And it's a great phone call, Andy.
And just be lucky it's not you. You know, before you start judging what a person's doing with the money, just feel blessed it's not you.
A lot of people listening to us right now are pretty okay. Don't have to worry about where their next meal is going to come from. Some people listening to us right now do have to worry about where their next meal is going to come mm-hmm. from. And a lot of the people that are living in these situations have no idea where their next meal is going to come from. And it doesn't happen because they're always low-life losers who are just freeloading and don't want to do it. Sometimes you just get tripped up. Bills become too high. Something happens at work. Maybe you do have a problem with the substance and you mm-hmm. fall back. And all of a sudden, you know, your normal straight line of life hits a big speed bump and you're thrown off that path. And then things just start spiraling. It sucks. It happens. It's real life. Mm-hmm. It's hard to bounce back. It really is.
And somebody just said, why can't they buy booze? If the average American gets down, they say, I need a drink. A homeless person can't say that just because they don't have a home.
A homeless person has every right to that bottle of vodka as my wife.
If they need to, I would imagine being homeless is stressful. And if that's where they choose to spend $25, so what?
We'll get Paula, who's got a really good alternative to this coming up next. Ashley and Jamie as well. It's Midday with Jamie on Jamie and Wicket right here on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Coming up, Dana and Parks. Okay, Dana is here. All right.
She got here.
Dan Weinbaum had to go pick her up.
In the last half hour, apparently. Probably had no clue what the show's on today, but, you know.
Well, does that really ever change day to day? I mean, come on. We're wrapping up our conversation with you and how you handle when you see homeless people on the street. Do you give them money? A Cheyenne police officer, or police department, I should say, in Wyoming, handles it a very different way.
They went onto Facebook and they basically encouraged people to give to a shelter instead of just giving cash to a panhandler, because there was one that they dealt with quite frequently that they arrested for public intoxication. And they said, because they deal with him a lot, they assume that he is spending that money on booze a lot. And they said, rather than feeding someone's alcohol addiction, give it to a shelter.
So we're asking you, how do you handle it? 576-7798. You can text 22980. Paula in Liberty, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Well, my suggestion was, every year I go through this when they're out with a red box and everything at Christmas time, I always feel bad that I can't do something more. So I went to McDonald's, and I got a stack of about 50 gift cards, $5 increments. So when I see a homeless person on the corner, I hand them a $5 gift card. I know it's to McDonald's, but they can always find something they like.
Hey, you know what? There's a burger and fries there. Maybe not the most healthy thing, but it's better than going hungry, isn't it?
It sure is, and I feel better for doing it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks, Paula. Appreciate it. And that kind of cures the, if you're worried they're spending it on booze or other.
Right.
That kind of cures that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to Casey Moe and talk to Ashley on KMBZ. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, I'm a driver. I'm around town all day long, and if I were to give each of these people a dollar, I would not make any money that day. I've had homeless people, panhandlers at the corner, get in my face telling me that I have a job, I can afford to give them something. And I've also had people approach me and say, oh, I just need a couple of dollars to get the Union Mission. I said, oh, well, I've got some homemade chicken and noodles. I'll give you that if you're hungry. Oh, no, I don't want that. So I can't even deal with it anymore. I'm just so angry about the whole situation that people have gotten in my face. I carry around bottles of water that I would gladly give to people. But people have gotten in my face and said, no, I don't want that, whenever I've tried to do things like that. So it's really soured me on the whole trying to help anybody.
I get that. I totally do. Thanks, Ashley, for the call. I've done that where I was at a 7-Eleven once, and there was a guy that asked me for money on the way in. I said, no, but I'll be right back. And I gave him a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
He threw the sandwich in the garbage.
Yeah.
He didn't want the sandwich.
It's really discouraging.
That really sucks.
You know, it makes you not want to give next time. Then don't give next time. You know,
and
then give to a shelter or, give them a gift card, whatever.
Do you want to know my new reason why I don't while I'm driving? And this is my new paranoia.
Hit that. You're worried you're going to hit them, or you're
no.
Worried?
If I pull up to a corner, and I,
they're going to shoot you.
That I'm going to get jacked. I'm serious. I saw a report about 6 months ago about homeless people pulling a gun and carjacking those. Maybe not at a busy intersection, but if I'm the only one at that intersection, call me paranoid, call me negative Nancy on it.
No, I think that's because, again, you don't have to give.
No.
You can still, you know, donate to the cause and not give to the panhandler. And if that's what you're worried about, then you're perfectly entitled.
Window's already down. My hand is already out. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is, and I know that's a terrible attitude, but if it's just me at an intersection, I never, ever give. Busy intersection, different story. Let's talk to Jamie in Waldo. Jamie, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yeah, I think one problem with this issue is the idea of sorting them up and saying, well, maybe there's some that really need it and that don't deserve to be where they're at, and there's some people who are just making bad life decisions. It doesn't matter. You should assume, just say they're all using it for beer and drugs. You should be giving it anyways, because equality and fairness is really evil, and sacrifice is true goodness, because that's just an eye for an eye. If you're saying, well, this guy deserves it, this guy doesn't, you must give them a ridiculous benefit of the doubt, because you know, nobody deserves any grace or mercy to begin with. If you're trying to be Christ-like or any type of ideal, whatever your religion is, you can't be saying some people deserve it, some people don't. You got to assume, even if you're using it for drugs, I'll give you $100 right here. Sell all your jewelry and give it to the poor so they lay Jesus Christ in his grave. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jamie. Appreciate it. Let's go to Larry in North Kansas City. Larry, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I just, first off, it's nice not talking about the orange church today, being Trump. But back in 1989, I was in the Salvation Army. I was court-ordered on a second DUI to either complete a 16-week program or go to jail. But anyway, 16 weeks turned into 8 months because I could not stay sober and kept getting thrown out. All I wanted to say in regards to that, in regards to giving money to panhandlers and all, if people are uncomfortable with doing it, they ought to be giving their money to one of the shelters like City Union Mission. Salvation Army has deep pockets already. They are supported by the United Way.
I've always wondered about that. Like, I see the stories of the Salvation Army are goodwill people who make $20 million a year, like the CEOs, and I wonder about that.
Oh, yeah, that is true. They are well set. They've got the money. But as far as not giving at all, there was times I might have spent some of the money on hooch, but... it was more just someone giving me, making the gesture, giving me a gift, you know, be it a dollar or two. It meant so much. And today, to this day, I've been sober ever since. Well, actually, September 30th, 1989 is when I got sober at another place. Been sober ever since then, and I will give it to people, but I always ask them, are you going to spend this on hooch? Because even if they do, it hopefully will give them a guilty feeling for having done so. But everyone has their skeletons in the closet, you know, places that they've been in life they're not so proud of.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Larry, congrats on being sober to this day, man. That's good, man. We're very, very proud of you for it. Appreciate the phone call. And we'll get one more in here. Is the last word is going to go to David. David, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hello.
Hey, David, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. Hey, man, I got all of your guys' show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I used to live on the streets and everything, and I was one of them guys that used to fly spine and everything. I was addicted to crack cocaine really bad. And I ended up down at the City Union Mission, and I went through the Christian Life program, and, man, I got almost 2 years now of clean sober, and... I tell you, my life is so much different than what it was before. But I will say this about people flying signs out there. When I started flying, when I learned that I could do that and make money, I quit stealing and stuff like that. So when I see people out there flying a sign now, I just give them a dollar or two. It's just not going to hurt me. You know, I know most of them what they're going to do with it. So what I do with it. So, and I know there's some people out there that, damn, almost an accident driving here.
Well, David,
don't
do that. Put two hands on the wheel and appreciate the kind words. I'm glad to hear that things have turned around for you. And hopefully more and more people will do the same thing. You can keep texting in at 22980. It's on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Coming up, Dana and Parks.
Hey, guys.
Congrats on both of you getting here today.
Yeah, there was a bit of concern at some point.
You were supposed to pick her up, and then you didn't have a car. Mm-hmm.
She couldn't reach you. She didn't have your number.
She called the studio to get a hold of you. It's like, how did you guys are...
I have problems. My problems have problems today.
Well, this is going to be fun.
I don't answer the phone if I see it's Dana Wright.
My stepson... My stepson has been in 2 car wrecks in 4 days.
Oh, my gosh.
My Lord.
Chris, because of the rain and
was
stuff?
Chris was swept off the road. Water flooded into his truck on the way home. And now we're down 2 cars.
Out of how many?
12 hours? 8 hours?
That's not good.
2 out of 3. We're down 2 out of 3.
Wait. Chris Getz doesn't get a Lincoln Navigator ride from Leewood?
No. Do you know what he did?
Like on Good Morning America, like Robin Roberts, yeah, they pick her up in Connecticut.
You don't think Getz would get a ride and like a police escort to and from?
How many years have we said, turn around, don't drown? Turn around,
we
don't
said
drown.
It this morning.
Turn around, don't drown. Well, here's the problem with that overnight. And it was very, very early in the morning, so it was dark out. You can't turn around, don't drown if you don't see what's coming. And so... he turned onto 119th off of Tomahawk Creek Parkway, and he said, Dana, I went from totally fine and dry to water rushing into my car. He said it happened. This is so cliche. He said it happened so fast, the car is just it's
was he
done.
Wearing one of his fine suits?
He was not. He was bringing his stepson into work because he crashed.
Oh my goodness!
Well, I thought maybe he was coming home from delivering the news to Kansas City, and he was wearing one of his fine silk suits.
No. Never a dull moment in your house, Dana. Nope.
He
never
Ubered into work today.
Oh my gosh!
But you know what?
Was it Uber or was it like Uber Black?
It was probably Uber Black.
Yeah, probably was.
He needs his room, people. He needs his room. I'm glad he's okay.
Ain't
I'm
no
glad
Honda
the coaches on
his Chris
okay.
Ketson. Yeah.
What are you guys doing today?
don't be bringing any Accord over to the house.
No, okay. It's Benzo or up
Escalade yeah. or I'm not getting it. Okay.
Yeah. It's not like we're trying to bring. We're not bringing Brian Busby in here. Come yeah. on now. Come
I mean,
on.
I'm. Who do you think I am? Laura Moritz. I mean, give me a break. Scientists have manipulated a human embryo. Is it time for humans to start playing God?
Oh, Lord Ooh, Almighty.
That's heavy.
Ooh. All right. Wow. Anything light?
No, that's it.
Nope, that's
Dana's,
it.
All right. Dana's life. That's light enough.
We survived Katrina last night.
Yeah. All right.
Details at 2.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.